To linger in a sunlit room, gaze straying to the view outside, a pen twirling in your fingers as you patiently await your muse. Yeah, forget that rubbish. Writing novels is a heavy, hard, uphill slog. Orwell described it as a horrible, exhausting struggle, like a long bout of some painful illness. To get words on the page, and I'm talking meaningful amounts, enough so that, after several months of sitting alone in a room, you have a novel, think of writing like any other job. Actually, think of it as a particularly complex job that demands every last iota of your attention. So, you need a set start time. You need silence. You want your mobile phone well out of reach. The internet should be disabled. I'm lucky. I have a glorified garden shed. It's got no phone line and no internet connection. There's a CD player in there, but that broke ages ago. It doesn't bother me. Once you start writing, you're oblivious to background music. Which brings me to the act of writing itself. I have a few tricks you might find useful. Writing straight to screen doesn't work for me. There's something very restrictive about seeing your words instantly set in Arial or Times New Roman. It creates an air of permanence. It tempts you to try and nail your sentences first time. I prefer a spiral pad of lined A4, but I only write on the left-hand page. That leaves the right-hand page for later amends, additional paragraphs, or just notes and reminders to myself. My future self, a dishevelled, jaded individual from a few months down the line, who'll be feverishly flicking through page after page of writing, searching for that thing I must remember to put in. He'll see the flagged up suggestion and breathe a grateful sigh at how considerate the earlier, sprightlier version of me was. By the way, if you're right-handed, you might prefer using the right-hand page of the pad to write on. That way, your hand won't catch on the pad's plastic spirals. I also use a pencil, several actually. I sharpen them all up when I sit down. Then, when the point of one is exhausted, I cast it aside and grab another. It's like a very sedentary version of True Grit when John Wayne transfers horses to get Matty Ross to a doctor in time. Pencils with a decent rubber on the end are also good. Again, it's a concentration thing. You can erase a word and be writing again without ever looking up from the page. Another tip. If your writing session coincides with completing a chapter, as it often does, don't lay down your pencil with a smug sense of satisfaction. Instead, write the opening lines of the next chapter while everything's still fizzing in your mind. Then, when you sit down next, you don't have to try and pick up the threads of the plot all over again. Eventually, you'll reach the last line of your novel. You'll sit back, overwhelmed by elation. You'll stare disbelievingly upon all those full pads of A4. And the flaw in my approach will slap you squarely in the face. 90,000 words that need typing.